Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog.
Good morning, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 46 degrees right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. It is Monday. It is time for us to check in with our furry friends and our human friends at the Humane Society of York County. Good morning to you, Mary Beth Knapp.
Good morning and happy Monday.
Yes, it's a Monday, of course, for lots of kitties at home. It might feel the same as a Saturday or a Sunday, but I think we're all trying to get into our new norm.
That's right. And stay positive.
Yes.
Find the hope in the face that we're going to talk about in just a minute. Just a little news. The rescue is open by appointment only for serious adopters. We're trying to minimize the exposure. So please call our rescue at 803-802-0902. If you find you'd like to meet one of the babies that's either on our website or that we're going to talk about today. As well, our Possibility Thrift Shop is closed this week, and we will be assessing every week thereafter. So turn to our Facebook pages on that update, keeping in mind that it still costs $53,000 a month to do what we do. Please consider donating financially while you're at home. You can go to our website and just donate, click there, and give so that we can continue helping these wonderful fur babies. Our beautiful dog of the week is Roscoe. Oh, my goodness. Look at those eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you just come up with the sad eyes, don't you make my sad eyes blue or whatever that song is. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Oh.
I know. So he came to us from animal control, so he was a save. We think he is a Rhodesian Ridgeback, and he is about 1 year old. And let me tell you, a 1 year old, he is shaking on activity. So he is super active. Oh, my goodness. He is sweet and ready for action. So he is in search of someone who wants to incorporate him into their lives, running, hiking, ball playing, frisbee, that tennis frisbee, whatever that's called, golf frisbee, I think. whatever it is, he wants to be that dog for you, but he does want to be active. So if that's what your life looks like, he's the dog for you. He is neutered, he's vaccinated, and he's microchipped. So please, if you think this dog is what you cannot live without, call and make an appointment to meet him. And remember that the entire family has to be there to meet the dog, whoever lives in the household. And then our normal process goes into effect. So it may take a little longer since we do follow through with our home visits. And, of course, now is a time of uncertainty about that. So we will talk through that. Then we go into our cat of the week, Ember. These are two funny little ones that we want to talk about today because I've been told she's a very dignified lady.
Oh.
Though a fireball, which is kind of contrary, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So she is in search of a quiet home where she can be appreciated for her beauty. She likes the finer things in life, and so she is in search of, actually, if you are in search of a mysterious and sassy lady, Ember is for you.
Perfect name.
Oh, my gosh, and it's so funny. Everyone talks about how dignified she is. Yes, she is a fireball. I love that. That just makes you know she's going to entertain you forever. She is a beautiful, all gray tabby, and she's about 6 years old. She, as well, is spayed. She is vaccinated and microchipped and ready for her forever. So if Ember is the one you cannot live without, call and make an appointment, and we will talk through it. Again, you have to have the whole household to involved to move forward. And then our Scoop. Please stay informed on our Facebook pages. Feel free to call us. Call us at our rescue. That's where we are mostly. And please give financially. We've gotten a shortened tinyurl.com at Pause Giving, so we make it a little easier for you. But consider supporting us as we go through this time. And as far as donations, we're asking if you do want to give items to drop them off at the rescue, leave them outside. We let them kind of stay outside for a little bit. Things like clay litter, bleach, laundry detergent, toilet paper, and newspapers, and then we bring them in after the folks leave. We're trying our social distancing as much as we possibly can. Again, it's humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org, and just just consider these beautiful faces as you are sitting at home. They need you as much as we do.
That's so true. And those are some cute fur babies, as always, Mary Beth Knapp. And to your point, we are just our thoughts and prayers are with nonprofits like yourself.
Thank you.
Bills keep coming, whether or not you're there. And so we just want to make sure you guys are still there.
And we are definitely essential. These babies can't feed themselves. They can't take care of themselves. So we're going in one way or the other. So keep us in your thoughts and prayers on being healthy and staying fit.
Absolutely. Mary Beth Knapp again with the Humane Society of York County. Check out those fur babies today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
Oh, you do the same.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
Be safe. Be healthy.
You too.